Hey, Deep Divers, it's June and Jessica. Just a heads up, we talk about some adult situations and topics, including but not limited to alcohol, drugs,
unwanted sexual images.
So maybe don't listen to this on speaker. And if any of that is too much for you, you can skip this one. And Dad, if you're listening, turn it off.
Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June! You got stories to tell?
I've got a few things to share with you. I can't move forward, though, until we talk about your skin, because you're glowing.
It's the luminous filter on this motherfucking Zoom, bitch.
Is it? Because
yes.
You look so beautiful.
And yes, I want to show you what I'm in, though. Like, I'm in this.
Yeah, what is that? Look at that. Look at those boobs. Wow.
No bra. Like, I'm in, like, a Free People. So I got a job.
And I need to hear all about it.
Thank the Lord,
like?
I got a job.
What's it like to have one?
Job! Well, you know, my dead surrogate mom sent it to me because, you know, I had to make some decisions that involved some money that I didn't have. And, you know, as she said, through a medium, keep going, don't give up. And so I had to sign on the old doted line before I had said funds in the bank account.
Oh, and I know what that's like.
I was having such a panic attack. And no joke, within 24 hours, I mean, and I tell you, they must have scoured Los Angeles to see if they could give anyone else this job.
I mean, they didn't come to me, which I'm always hurt by, because I do.
They
honestly
would have,
it's like,
though.
If you had passed, I am sure that I would be playing that role. You know,
no,
after the table read,
you.
First table read, who knows? Just let them know I'm available.
And they know that. And like, you would have not only, it would have been like the morning of the shoot. And they would have been like, June, are you nearby? Like, how fast can you get to the Fox lot? So anyway, I had a job and
that must feel good.
June, I'm
because
so
here
grateful.
I am. I'm so happy for you because here I am. One of the things I was going to bring up is that I'm on a spending spree, Jessica.
Oh, me too.
And it's, I don't know how to stop it, and I'm living, and I wonder, Deep Divers, how everybody's feeling as we move beyond the pandemic, and things are opened up, and this and that, because I'm spending as though I have 1 month of life.
Me too.
Like, my heart will beat for 30 more days, and then I'll be gone.
I've used this wagon train metaphor before, but I feel like we've made our way across the country and we've hit California and we've evaded wolves and disease and
yes,
the gold rush and all of it. And we've made our way. And now it's time to replenish supplies before our crops come in.
Yeah.
We've sowed the maize, but it hasn't come in yet. And we have to buy supplies because I'm doing it. I'm buying supplies. I have to live. Sometimes there's got to be a wardrobe that goes along with this living our best life. And
well, I'll tell you. So, and I want to hear all about this job. And
it's the most positive job in the world.
Just know that I'm experiencing your employment as though I also got a job. And I know I didn't, but it does, it gives me hope that I will someday.
Yeah.
And that I can continue living as though I'm employed. So
yeah.
I spent this weekend in Miami.
Oh, God, those videos. The video of you showing up at the pool, which thank God a deep diver shared with me because I wasn't on Instagram.
I have to, yes, Casey took that. I reposted it. I may need to put it on the feed. That might
have
been
to.
Main feed content that I unfortunately relegated to stories. I took your note and I wore, I want to say, 6-inch heels to the pool.
Yes,
side.
You did. Yes, it looked right.
Yeah.
In that
six
cityscape.
Inch heels. Absolutely. I wore giant gold hoops. And I spray tanned, you know, every inch of my body. Now, I did something really scary in terms of spray tanning because I think I spoke about before I hit Miami, I was in the city of Orlando.
I know that I didn't realize you were going, which made sense.
Yes. So I had sort of planned this event around, and, you know, the way this all came together, and I'm sure Casey, I'm sure Danielle already talked about it on Bitch Sesh, but the way this came together was truly divinely guided because Casey had sent a text out saying like, and it was sent out with so many kind of disclaimers, like, I'm sure this is not feasible. How would we ever do that? Why would we all be available? The yeses came in at a clip that would knock your socks off. It was booked and cooked within like 4 hours. I had gone on to merit my Bonvoy app.
Oh my God, the points are back. We can use the points. God knows we have 4 billion points now.
No, I have more. I have so many points. I'm rolling in points, baby. I am
flush
with points.
Like Scrooge McDuck, you're skimming for points.
I'm like, I got to use these points. Okay, so I booked us 3 rooms at the Ritz-Carlton, South Beach. Okay? And of course, I had to book one for Casey because she refuses to room with any of us.
That's so weird.
So she's on her own. You know,
that's so strange.
It's so hard because like
rituals is
okay. So one of my best friends came from New York with us too, and Cool Up ended up coming. It was just a fucking ball. But one of my best friends, Julia, had to explain to like, why is Casey in her own room, you know, with just a king? And I'm like, you cannot. There's nothing to take offense.
No.
But it's neither here nor there. Like, I know we're all here to be together, and Casey is too, to a certain degree.
That's so fascinating.
To an extent.
But she hates to be alone. This is what I
That's
don't
what's
understand.
So fascinating. That's what's so fascinating.
The ideas that I've said, all of us piled into a room, 6 of us to a bed, would be a dream for me.
Julie and I got in early because I flew from Orlando, and we'll get into my Disney trip in a second. But Julie and I both got in early because she came from New York. And we are just talking and loving each other up, can't stop talking. And finally, it was like, it's time to take a shower and get ready. And we took a shower together. You know, I'm like, I don't want to be alone in there. And neither did she.
Love that.
And it was, I mean, this is somebody I've also known since I was in 6th grade who like inserted a tampon for me because I was too scared to do it myself. But so there's a level of comfort, but that's how close I want to be.
Me too.
And so to have to check in, and I had to confirm with the receptionist a number of times, like, are you sure? Because I was also trying to see if those rooms could either be connected. Or
yeah, I mean,
if those two rooms
door,
could be connected.
Yeah, just a door in and out, because then you've got a
right.
suite. Then
right,
you've got
but
a
then
suite.
She was asking, but do you want that third room, the king, connected? And I said, absolutely not.
She doesn't even want to hear you
on
the other
side. Oh, no. I said, absolutely not. And then she said, okay, I think I can connect these two. And I said, please make sure those are the two doubles. That other person, and all the rooms, by the way, are on my credit card, in my name, and I'm like, I so can't, she doesn't want to be, just make sure she's nowhere near us.
I got to drill down with her later about that, because that's wild to me.
You know, she, I think, brings so much wonderful energy when she is with us that I respect whatever she needs to do to get
I
wanna there.
I want to spy cam on that. I want to see... Are there rituals? I mean, are there like, is she practicing witchcraft in there?
I think a lot of it has to do with sleep, naps, and nighttime sleep. You know, I think there's sound machines, there's giant eye masks that go on. There's issues. You know, there's a light sleeper. So
got it.
Okay. But you know, it's hard when it's like, oh, we're here together, except for our one friend who, you know, would prefer not to be anywhere near us.
One time, when Lennon and I used to go to New York, you know, if one of us had like somebody paying for us to go to New York, like a company, the other one would just hitch a ride.
Great.
Right. Okay. But we would get in at different times. And one time I got in and I had a migraine, of course. And I was like, Lennon, I'm going to sleep. I left the card down at the whatever and your name, just let yourself in. And she let herself in the dark, got in bed. And then had a panic that it wasn't me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then she realized it was from my heavy breathing. And she realized, like, you really are best friends when you know the cadence of someone's
sleep breath. Do you see me and my best friend Julie? We slept together. Matt McConkie was in the other bed.
Yeah.
And Julie and I sleep like angels together. It's like this one's moving that way and the other one's adjusting. Yeah, we're rolling
this
way.
It's a dance. It's a dance.
Beautiful dance.
I love old friends.
I know. Just the best.
I love old friends.
But Jess, boy, did we have a time.
You did. You were the thing that was really turning me. There was one picture that I kind of stared at like hungrily, which was, I think you guys were like pre-dinner drinks, like out at a pool. Like there were so many different locations. It looked like you were just at like a tall table.
Yes.
And maybe there was a pool nearby and everybody was just sort of like feeling the night. And I was like, then I thought, where did that night go? Where did it end up?
Well, listen, you know, I get a lot of flack from this group because I'm always trying to find the turn up. You know, I'm never ready to go home.
And I wouldn't have been either. Let's keep going. So
I kept on wanting to go. And the only night they all agreed to it and we had that group consensus was the last night.
Okay.
We had a ball every single night.
Would you go to bars?
The first night, I'm trying to remember it all. The first night we had a very late dinner. I mean, we were eating dinner at like 9:30 every night.
How European.
It really was. And we were also doing, recreational drugs. And
wonderful.
And again, I know people have tweeted about this, like self-care is over, it's time to do drugs. And I agree. You know,
So do I.
I'm like, I'm not finding what I need in meditation right now. But listen, I think especially when you're away from your children and the comfort of your friends and you feel safe and I love a mushroom. There's things that I can really vibe with. And so that was a theme throughout the weekend was we are expanding our consciousness.
Yeah, that's interesting. Someone told me too that hallucinogenic drugs are the way to exit this pandemic, which I've never tried. Jessica. Any. I don't know if it's for me, honestly. I think I do want to introduce you
to microdosing, but that's another topic. That's maybe offline. But I have found, honestly, I think they got me out of a depression.
Oh, I believe that 100%. Now, listen, let's not say we're doctors. We're not prescribing this, but it's available.
And listen, what I also said as we were leaving the airport on Sunday morning, and you know, Matt and I were there till the bitter end at the bar at the club. We went to the club.
Oh, for dancing?
We went to the club. Yes.
For dancing?
Yes, and raging, screaming. It was elevated, you know?
And so
Matt and I were the last men standing, and that was no surprise. And everybody wanted to go home, and I said, on your way. Like, we're not ready. We're going to see what else the night has available for us.
Matt is always, he's your ride or die when it comes to that.
You know what? And I appreciate that.
You should. You have to have one. Or you're all alone.
So we spent a little more time out and about, and then Sunday morning, you know, it was tough getting up, getting to the airport. But what I did say at the airport to our dear friends was like, okay, so we had a Palm Springs weekend just honestly 2 weeks ago. And then I went to Miami 2 weeks later, okay? And I know it feels excessive, but I said, I think we're going to need minimum 4 more of these trips.
Could I get a heads up? Because absolutely, it isn't as easy for me to fly the coop over here. So can you please, like, Phoebe won't even let me out of her bed. So, like, please give me some time.
Absolutely. I'm feeling like the end of August is our next.
Great.
Because you and I know we have a dermatological
adventure.
I do need to make amends with you there, because Jessica told me many years ago that there was a dermatologist in Houston that I needed to see. And I said, why would we ever leave Beverly Hills to go get treatments? Like,
you shamed me.
And I take every single word of it back. Every single word, Jessica.
I wish that was enough. I wish that apology was enough.
Okay.
It's not. And what hurts the most is that you didn't just trust me.
I didn't.
Other people had to go.
Yes. A very important person, unfortunately, was texted about it. And I said, wait, this can't be the same person that Jessica told me.
See,
about
that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like, listen, I make 20 mistakes, but one is genius.
I know.
And then, so, and then my credibility, it's like, my credibility is shot, you know?
It's because it's like, I was thinking about frownies and all manner of thing you've gotten us into.
I know. And, you know,
I just couldn't imagine getting on a flight, you know?
And yet you will be. And that's wonderful. And listen, I suggest, and this is a public, this is quite frankly, this is a public service announcement. This woman, Dr. Jennifer Siegel, is a very dear friend of one of my college best friends who I have slept in many beds with and would shower with if I could tomorrow. She summoned me down to Houston, actually. Post-chemo, my face had fallen and I was hollowed out. I looked like I'd been through a war. I looked like I'd been through a war. And, you know, because estrogen creates collagen, didn't know that until I had to learn that tough lesson. I don't have any estrogen in my body because that's what feeds my cancer. So, or would have fed it. It's not there anymore. But so my face started to fall. I looked like Droopy Dog. Do you remember that cartoon? Mm-hmm. And he talks like this. I think he was like a sheriff or something. It talks like this. That's what I look like. And I thought, first of all, I was terrified for my livelihood because I thought, oh God.
Our face is our fortune.
I'm going to age out of my actual age range is. So I was flipping. I was truly flipping out. And it was the one thing I thought, well, I've evaded every single side effect except for this. What can I do? I have no estrogen in my body. I will have no collagen. Well, she called me down. And she said, I'm going to give you what I call the suck it makeover. She gives it to people sometimes who are going through terrible divorces, but it can be any kind of traumatic life event. But she said, I'm going to give this to you as my gift. And then she proceeded to do some of the most painful things I have ever had done to my skin.
Yeah.
This is not a fun journey.
That's okay. I prefer it that way.
It has to hurt.
That's how I know it's working.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't work. And she sat across from me. And the truth is, too, is because she's a dear friend and I trust her so much, she studies the muscles of the face. So she understands the structure. She was like a biologist. She was, yes, it's about aesthetics, but it's really about the structure of your face. And so she was able to do things to me. I, to be honest, I don't even know what they are. I can tell you that I did all therapy, which was painful. That's ultrasound heat deep into the layers of your skin, and it wounds it. What you have to do You got to wound the under layers of your skin to create collagen to fix. So then your body goes, I need to heal these wounds. I'm telling you something you already know. But for the deep divers who haven't ventured into this, then it creates its own collagen.
I like the sound of all of this.
microneedling.
Now, I have had that. I have had that. Incredibly painful.
Yeah, but have you had it turned up to 10?
No. And I just...
She peeks in and she goes, turn it to 10. And turn it up to 10. That shit is crazy. And my best friend, Molly, is sitting across to me and she's going, you are going to take it like a little bitch.
Absolutely.
You're going to take it and you're going to shut the fuck up and take it. She had to keep saying that.
And you're going to pay good money for it.
Yep. So
I can't, you know, I...
She turned the clock back.
And listen, I wish I had believed you.
Yep.
And I understand that today, on this day, you're not ready to accept my apology. And that's okay.
I'm going to think about it because it's not
Think about like what justice would look like for you in this moment. You know, what would it? Yeah, think about it. And
I don't have the words or the tools. I'm not over it.
I am really sorry. And I hope you can understand that I thought we lived in the skincare capital of the world.
Not when you have her.
I didn't know that. So as soon as I heard the word Houston, and this is no offense to Houston.
Well, now you've insulted an entire city, which, by the way, one of the world class cities.
It is absolutely one of the world class cities. But when I see doctors that the Kardashians are going to, you know, as many of you know, my OBGYN has delivered all of the actual Kardashians and their babies. I feel like I'm working with a level already here, just 40 minutes away, of doctor, of specialist.
Yeah, you want to cure cancer? Stay in LA.
Okay.
You want to look your best?
Go to Houston.
Hop on a plane to Houston. Okay. See, okay.
I didn't know.
It still sounds throwing shade. Okay, we'll have her on and she's going to talk about it because there are things you can do, honestly. There are a lot of people who are like, that's crazy. I don't want to wound my face. I have to fool my body into thinking it has collagen. I mean, the proof is in the pudding because if I didn't do this, I would really, really age quite rapidly. I really would.
Look, so, I mean, I don't have the same issues and I am absolutely ready and happy to wound my face.
Yeah. And she says too, like, this is how you know also it's good is she's like, just wait in 3 months. It gets better and better.
Mm,
after 6 months, it's even better than it was wow. the first day you did it. It's
listen,
like,
I was looking to Rodeo Drive. I was looking to Camden. I was looking to Cannon. I was looking to some of the streets of Beverly Hills and the medical buildings there. And I just didn't know. Yeah.
I will always be your America's favorite guest star. But I'm going to look like I should be on that red carpet.
And what I also want you to hear is that it had nothing to do with, like, how you looked. Like, I was like, oh, Jessica, I always think you look amazing. I just commented on it when we got it. I'm always, like, fascinated and staring at you.
Maybe it's Dr. Jennifer Siegel.
So, and we'll come back to this and we'll check in and see what else I can do. And I'm really ready to stand in feedback. And I'm really ready to stand in the harm I've caused.
Great.
Let me just take you back, though, to Miami.
Okay.
Just a short commuter flight away from Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jess, the day before I left for Miami, so still in Orlando, I booked a spray tan.
Okay.
And it's very different. I have an incredible spray tan artist here, but it's very different, like, booking someone in Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different. It's like, we don't know what we're getting.
Although I got my best hair and makeup ever in my life done in Las Vegas. And you know who she used to do? Who she does? That's her client base is the Sugar Babies.
Okay. So this is what I'm learning. It was one of the best spray tans I've ever had. And she went, because my spray tanner is here and I'm sure she's listening and that's fine. And I will say this to her face. What she does so well is you look natural.
Nope.
But that's not what I wanted from this trip, you know?
No, I want someone to like put abs on me that aren't there. With
I want contouring. I want you to give me a Kardashian level like bronzing and stuff.
Yes,
like,
yes,
that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. And I don't care if it looks like a spray tan. Like, honestly, great.
Yes, you know, right.
If people can tell, wonderful.
Right.
So the woman walks in and she looks wrecked.
Yeah.
And she comes over at like 10:30 at night and she's like, hey. And I go, hey, thanks so much for coming. She goes, I'm so sorry. I'm really tired. This is my 40th tan of the day.
40th. Well, it's spring break.
Okay.
And so she's in Orlando of all places.
It's cheer and dance season. And I said, well.
Why wouldn't I want to be in those hotel rooms? Talk about not sleeping alone.
And I said to her, I go, I really want to tell you because like I live in LA and I do get spray tan quite a bit, but I'm not looking for like a natural look. she goes, say no more.
She just gets out her
accoutrement. All of her things.
Her accoutrement. She's like, say no more. You want to look like you're going to be on. Remember when the cheer competitions go on TV?
Yes. I looked like I was like a Navarro cheerleader. You know, really did. Like, I was so.
We need more pictures on Insta for that. I know. Couldn't quite see it with the, you know.
You know, listen, that was already day three.
Yeah, yeah,
but when I showed up day one, it was like, because we went in the pool, you know, spray tans, you really can't, like, chlorine's going to wash them off a bit. But I was so happy to be so tan. You know,
I know.
It was, and so shockingly tan.
Yeah.
You know, and noticeably spray tanned.
Yes.
It was so fun. And so anyway, we got there, we had a time of our lives. And so when we were leaving, I said, I really want us to, I know we had fun and we're drinking and we're dancing and all this stuff. And it feels frivolous. And I know I did use my points, but I really want us to consider that these excursions are a part of our healing process.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
And
what were we deprived of? Trips.
Our loved ones. Other.
Experience.
Being together.
Remember what I said about going to London after I had my nervous breakdown after cancer, I needed new things.
Yeah.
New sights to honestly flush out the trauma.
Yeah.
To flush it out, replace it. Your brain is like our phones and our voicemails, which mine was full for, I guess, 11 days, my dad said.
Oh, mine has never been, you've never been able to leave a message on mine.
And you never will. But we need to delete, we have to delete those messages. We have to delete those brain messages, those memories. We have to delete them and fill it up with good. That good.
It was...
Raining on that wood, you know?
It was really important. And, you know, I'm also like, I think it's really hard sometimes to be in your prime, which I do feel I am.
Yeah.
And because you're like, it seems so fleeting and like,
40s.
What did I
40s
waste?
Are the best. The 40s are the best time I've
what
realized.
Did I waste those decades for? My 20s were a disaster. My 30s were pretty much a disaster as well.
I have a lot of regret about that.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, this is it, baby. And we got to get out to the people. And we got to see and be seen. And we have to really be alive and awake for it. Because we've never been hotter. We've never been smarter. We've never been funnier, and we've never had better friends, and we gotta get out there.
We gotta suck that bone marrow. It's like when you get some of that, that sweet stuff.
Yes.
You know?
And I really want to encourage everybody when they're going out, and you don't have to book a trip to Miami. This can be created, this vibe and energy
anywhere.
Can be created anywhere. But what I want to encourage people to do, first of all, a vodka Red Bull will lift you up.
Is this a podcast about dogs, death, or drugs? I don't know. The three Ds.
Listen, when you think I can't get to the next location, drink a vodka Red Bull. And
that's think crazy. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
So at Matt's bachelor party, I didn't know what I was drinking because we had, there was one night where we had table service or bottle service, whatever it was called.
Sure.
And, you know, one of our girlfriends who's sober was checking like what the mixers were. And she was like, oh, that's not. And I was like, I thought it was ginger ale.
Oh, God.
Now, I had like a couple of what it turned out to be was Red Bull. And I was literally like, why have I never felt better? It's 1 a.m. and I want to go till 5 a.m. Like, I'm never felt better in life. And it was vodka Red Bulls.
I would love to experience
that. I know some people are thinking like, oh, those are for the young, you know, those are for college students.
Actually, I would argue they have the energy to
they
go
do.
All night.
They do. They're for us.
They're for us.
Yeah.
And they come in a can?
They're loaded with sugar. So, but you can get the sugar free. Ask the bar if they have sugar free Red Bull.
Okay. This is crazy.
I know, but they're so good. They taste like a Shirley Temple. And boy, they'll pick you up.
Boy, oh boy.
So what I want everybody to think about is when you're out, you're having a good time, and it seems like a reasonable time to go home, have a vodka Red Bull and see what else could be unlocked in the evening.
You've been saying this because it's just like in small talk where we encourage
most
you
people
to stay in.
Yes. Stay in the game. Stay in the game.
Push.
Push past that limit.
Push past it. Now, the anniversary of my dear surrogate mom, which is why she's on my mind, passing, is on the 18th. And her daughter and I, she said, I've booked a reservation at her favorite restaurant. And I'm going to be sitting at the bar and I'm going to order a chilled martini, which Ooh. I've never had, okay? So I'm going to Uber down there, even though it's not more than 10 blocks from my house. And I'm going to try to have as many martinis as I can. And we're only going to order appetizers. But we're going to order all of them.
Oh, my God. I love
this. And we're not sitting
much.
At a table.
No, you
we're
have to stay at the bar. At you the have bar. To stay at the bar. The bar keeps you flexible. Keeps you moving.
And yeah. I'm going to see what goes down.
I'm That's assuming these are vodka martinis. And I want
yes,
them to be dirty, dirty,
so.
Dirty, dirty. Yes. It has
so,
to be vodka. You don't want gin.
She was a writer on Madam Secretary. What a badass. She would write these badass episodes about, like, you know, Taya Leone taking down, like, the North Korean, you know, forces or whatever. But, and her husband would have a chilled vodka martini waiting for her at the end of the day. And I would go over there and sit with them while they would have their martini. And usually just, you know, do a lot of crying on their couch at the time.
Wow.
Just sip. Yeah. And they would do it in like a kind of one of those Mexican glasswares, you know.
I love this.
So that's how we're celebrating, because I said, listen, we can have a sad day for sure. And I'm sure there'll be tears. I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing to have a crazy celebration all day long. You know,
this is exciting, Jess.
That's what she wants.
And I love this. And I think it's a beautiful way to memorialize someone, actually. And I am realizing because my mom's anniversary is coming up in June, and I always kind of take the day to be sad, and I usually take the day off, and I'm just like, sometimes I get a massage or something, but usually I just wake up and feel devastated.
Yeah.
But
that's appropriate too.
I know it is. And I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm listening to you, and I had never considered that it might be a celebratory day, and maybe I'll do something a little different this year.
Maybe, you know, and that's how I turned around the anniversary of my diagnosis, because I used to, again, wake up devastated and then feel devastated all day. And then I don't know what it was like year 5. I was like, this is a goddamn celebration. And I like treated myself, great lunch, great massage, get my nails done, just like really like live it up post great, you know, happy pictures of the ocean. That's where I'm at these days.
Well, you've totally changed my thinking around this this anniversary that I always struggle with. And I think I'm going to do something different this year, and I'm really excited. And I think maybe I haven't been listening too hard at that, but that's okay, but I'm excited. You know, it's interesting. The first year after my mom died, my dad did host a party, and it was wonderful. It was great, but we were still in shock.
Of course.
Like 1 year in, my mom died suddenly. We were still just like in absolute and total shock. But now to host something would be
I'd love to dance. I'd love to dance in honor of your mom. I'd love to be out dancing.
I'd love to be out dancing too, Jess.
God, I keep thinking about that party you threw for your parents that one night. That was one of my most favorite nights out, which was so random. You don't have to host anything, but boy, if McConkie knows where to go to turn it up and dance, because I feel like he might.
Well, listen,
back
in his days, where
he used to just, you know,
I only go to gay bars and gay clubs.
That's what I was saying.
There's no other choice. There's no other. I'm not interested in anything else. So and it was so fun being in Miami and truly being a part of the Pride celebration in Miami Beach was just like the most fun. And there's just nothing like going to a gay bar and being with like so many beautiful gay men. It's just, to me, it's when we walked in, the guy who was like helping us find our table turns to me and goes, "Welcome home."
Oh my.
And I said, "Thank you." I did feel like I was home. I did. And that's the other thing. I think that's really important for a lot of our deep divers to hear is like, I know how I can go out and have fun, and it's not with heterosexual men. You know?
That's
not interesting to me.
Not in this stage of my life. No. I don't know. I mean, listen, if I was single and ready to mingle,
that would be different. And maybe some of you are. Now, I did have someone slide into my DMs and text me. And I don't know, Jess, I wanted to ask you, how many dick pics are you getting these days?
Never. None. That's searing. I've never gotten one.
You've never gotten a dick pic?
No, I get people send me pictures of their like boob reduction.
And tablescapes.
Never. And now I don't want to put out there that I want them.
No, and we shouldn't. Listen, I think that a part of the reason why I get more dick pics than you is that I curate an Instagram feed that is a
pretty
bit
sexual.
More sexual.
A bit more. Mine are all pictures of my new puppy on antique lace.
So if you are looking for dick pics.
No, I'm not.
That's
I
the
just
thing.
Wish somebody
you,
would.
If you, I, and I'm by the not. Way, let's be clear. I am not looking for dick pics. And of course I have like 94% of my followers are women and I would have it no other way. But of that small percentage and what the rest are gay men. And then there's a tiny percentage that are heterosexual men.
Yeah.
But that very tiny sliver of the pie is also the type of guy who's going to send dick pics.
Right. But they're not necessarily his dong.
Well,
right.
So and a lot of times I do not open up the picture. So I can't even report like how
many dick pics are coming
in. How
do you know that that's what they are?
Well, because this person, I thought I knew who he was.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I click on the pics.
And then he knows you've clicked on them, right?
I don't know. Does he?
I think it says seen.
Oh, God.
So there's going to be more where that came from, unless you blocked him.
I didn't.
You should block him.
Okay.
Oh my God, you have to block these people immediately.
I don't know. I don't know these things. He actually said, oh my God. If he
what did he say? I enjoy your
that,
work. I enjoy your work. Here's my dog.
No, he said, hold on. It's just so shocking sometimes to get.
It is. Is it their face as well or just the dog?
He said. Okay, so I see this. I'm showing it to you.
Okay.
No, but I thought I knew who this name was. So I click and I then see this.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh,
that's
my God.
Down to his kneecap,
yeah.
His lower
yes.
kneecap.
Yes.
And but then no he says, face.
Nah, that's not what I wanted to send you. I'm about 8, but your pussy wants 10. I'd love to see your beautiful teeth and lips say my name as I pump you. So I... Oh, I'm actually seeing something that I hadn't seen before, which is block me, please. It'd end my worship. So he actually seems to want to be blocked.
Oh, maybe that's like a sexual thing.
I know, but like now I'm like, do I block you?
I don't know. He wants to be blocked. He's like, why are you looking at
them? This is why. Look at the first picture that I saw when I went to my regular feed.
Yeah,
okay, so that is why this is a picture, Deep Divers. I just like went from my DMs to my regular feed, and St. Clair Jessica was the first thing up, and it's a picture of
the puppy,
her puppy, and fantastic doodles. And we need to get into the puppy, but that's why you're not getting dick pics, and I am.
That's really wild.
It's as simple as that.
I'm not getting any. Yeah, no, I'm not getting any. And wow.
But we came of age, and we were single during a time where people didn't send dick pics. I mean, we barely had text message. I don't even think you could send a picture when we were single.
I want to say something about DMs. One is that season 2 of Bridgerton is one of the hottest fucking things I've ever watched in my life. It is
really
so hot. And here's what the deal is. Season 1, there's a lot of cunnilingus on stairways and pumping people in.
Pumping.
Libraries. Every which way. And that was something, too. That was something, although it really bumped me at first because I was like, this isn't the olden days that I'm, this isn't what I was raised on. And so I had to like readjust, but still loved season 2 returns.
Yeah, like we were raised on just like a fleeting glance from Gilbert Blythe.
Whoa. Season 2 goes back to the basics. There's trauma, there's sisters, there's a betrothal to one sister, but needing to have sex with the other sister. There's society trapping them. There's not sex until the finale. There's breathing in each other's mouths because they can't let their lips touch.
Oh my God.
So I had to disappear. I was trying to watch it and I do it while doing the dishes, trying to watch it and disappearing into bathrooms and saying, I just got to go grab something upstairs and watching another second of it because I couldn't stop. It was so.
Oh my God.
It's so good. It's crazy. And then I did have a glass of wine, which I never do, a glass of rosé. Bubbly.
Bring on the bubbles, baby.
Inspired by our episode. I couldn't find the Chandon, but I went to something else that I found in Whole Foods. And anyway, I had a glass of it, finished it. I slid into Shonda Rhimes' DMs. Just a little bit tipsy. Lennon is upset.
It was a different kind of DM than I got.
Lennon is upset because we have met in a professional sense with their company. And she was like, I don't understand why one would do that. But I had to tell her, I said, Shonda, if I can call you Shonda, thank you from all the tired mommies around the world for giving us a slow burn that we so desperately needed. Thank you for showing me what entertainment is.
Listen, I love reaching out to people and letting them know how much I've enjoyed their work. There's nothing to me that it's actually really important. And it's not just for the person who receives it. Now, I met Shonda Rhimes once.
Did she receive it? I don't know.
And who knows? But I met Shonda Rhimes once and I also had a meeting in her office and met with two of her executives. And first of all, they're the loveliest people in the world.
Loveliest people in the world.
The culture and community that she has built and curated there. You can just tell. Like,
you know, walking. they have bowls of dark chocolate all over the place.
Everything.
Within arm's length, there's always dark chocolate everywhere.
So as I was walking out of this meeting where I was like, these are the loveliest people I've ever met, I walk into the elevator and Jonna Rhimes is getting out and we pass each other and she just said, hi, how are you? And I go, hi, I'm so sorry. Just met with two of your executives. What a wonderful place. And she said, thank you so much. I'm a really big fan. And I said, thank you. I'm a really big fan of yours. And it was the loveliest interaction that I hold very dear. And I just love her. I just love her. And I do think I will push back on Lennon here because I think she's exactly the type of woman, whether she responds or not. I mean, I don't respond to a DM, but people read it and they receive it and it means something to them.
I hope so. I mean, listen, the world understands the genius but again, just like Miami delivered some healing, Bridgerton delivered me some escape and entertainment and romance and all of the things. They just did it so perfectly.
Listen, the other sexy show that I might get into, which I haven't seen yet and doesn't seem like it's like normally anything I would turn on, but my best friend told me that I have been sleeping on a little show called Outlander.
Well, I read those books and talk about Pound Town. Talk about pounding
and pumping, huh?
Oh my God. Talk about, yeah. She gets pounded every which way this Sunday.
Okay. So it
hurts.
That sounds great. Again, I want my pounding to hurt and I want my fucking skincare to hurt. Not everything needs to feel good, baby.
Those books, I discovered those books. They were so fucking hot in college. I was like, oh my God. And I used to do this bit where I would do a dramatic reading of them because truly, and I actually, you know what? I'm going to find my copy and I'm going to do a dramatic reading of one of the passages because
I need it.
The way she gets pounded is so crazy. It's so crazy. She gets hammered by this guy. She time travels. But boy, oh boy, everyone is talking about the Outlander. And it goes on for season to season.
Why I'm like, oh, I feel like the time has already passed. Like, how do
can start from the beginning. She's older than him, too, which is hot. But also this woman has, like, the most timeless beauty. And, like, but he's, like, he doesn't know. My dad cannot listen to this one.
Yeah, we're putting warnings.
He says, like, I can't be gentle about this. I can't. He's so young that he is asking to do it so.
He has no other choice.
Yes! Are so bad. He wants so bad. And she's left behind this husband back in the modern day that's just, like, so bad at it. So, like, that's just part of it is, you know. And I think she's his prisoner at one point by accident. But it's just – it's also always done on fur, real furs.
Said, that they're, like, on pelts and things.
These pelts. They're always on the run. There's always a fire. There's always pelts. There's always a banquet, you know. But again, like, he just can't be gentle about it. He can't.
You got to respect that. You know, again, it's like you got to get underneath and wound and, you know, create that new collagen or whatever. But it's not going to, it's not going to feel good.
Oh, God.
But it's going to be great. I love it. And you know what? I it's interesting as people talk about Outlander and I can never get at the story. I'm like,
and she travels back in time. Now, that's a whole genre, time travel. And Lennon and I wrote a movie for Gina Rodriguez, who is starring in this pilot with me. And it will be done. It will be done, this movie, because she travels back in time to the olden days. And then she has 30 days to decide, does she want to stay or come back? But there needs to be a return to some of this gallantry and this olden days romance. We have to find that in our lives again. If you were to time travel, okay?
Okay, I see what back you're saying. So you're talking about some illicit kind of like upstairs, yes. downstairs. Okay, so that I can get on board with.
I'm talking about somebody going like in Bridgerton, he has to say like, I can't stop thinking about you. Like, I...
Oh, that's like, totally like,
how
sexy.
Do I
guess
live?
I just thinking
you will haunt
of
me
like,
because of
okay.
how much I
that's
need
great.
To have
that's
you.
Wonderful.
And then
I just
looking
can't
across
do, like,
the ballroom
or
at each other.
Anything like that.
No, I don't. It's not like I'm right. not talking about I want a medieval bard to come and like okay. play a lute outside my window.
Okay. All right. Okay. You just want the, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't want rose petals covering a bed. That's too much pressure for me. I don't want that.
Gross.
I want like a bridge on in Florence. And I want like, again, you're just so overtaken by the moment, you know, and
yeah.
the beauty
can't be
of
gentle
it
with you. The, yeah. What did he say? He just can't be gentle
he
with
says,
you.
He says, I cannot. I cannot be gentle about it. And she's got no choice. And one of the lines is, the hammering was a question. Repeating over and over again. Like, what's the answer? Demanding an answer. I don't know what that is.
Wow. Listen, Jess. I never know what this podcast is going to be. And now I'm like, is this a sex podcast? Like, I don't know. I don't know what
you
it
think
is.
You didn't get... Listen, the people sending you those dogs, they sure ain't listened to the deep dive, but...
I don't think so. I think those are, again, a part of that very slim demo I have of heterosexual men.
Yeah. And if you are going to send a dog pic, put it on a pelt, you know? Try to dress it up. Try to...
So the other thing about, like, men sending pics of their dicks is, like, they always cut off their face.
Because
so...
I don't think it's them necessarily.
I think you're absolutely right. So it's like, but this guy, what I didn't show you, hold on. What I didn't show you. Okay, so the first thing he says, you know how much I think about you, the last one I've ever seen. Thank you. And then this was the first pic. Okay, I got to show you this for a second because I genuinely thought he was picking his nose. So this first okay. this first picture is just a picture
it.
Of his face.
I think he's smelling his
oh,
finger,
I think you're
maybe.
Right. He's smelling his finger.
I don't know, but he put his finger so under then, his nose like it's a mustache.
So then this arrives. And I'm
that's
like.
That's not him. That's not I'm even like, the same skin tone. Unless he's had a spray tan.
And that looks
honestly,
like an Orlando spray tan.
If you look like that, you don't need to send your dick to people on DMs. You can be out and about with that. You can go to Miami and have a good old time.
Well, I am fascinated by men sending pictures of their dicks because I've also, you never been airdropped a dick pic?
No. Wait, what? Someone nearby sends them to you?
Someone nearby when I was
oh
in an airport.
God!
I don't know who the fuck it was.
Oh,
but it was before
my.
I even understood like what was happening. I opened it up and it was a dick.
I'm not an attractive person. This is another way I can feel bad about
it. No, it's not. Because I think, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm putting out an energy that's like I'm available to receive dick pics. And I'm not, but it was so shocking.
That's aggressive.
But
it's not
it was
right.
aggressive and it was actually really spooky. And I was like, oh my
and
God.
And scary.
But yes. But I also know like when my sisters were dating before they found their husbands, like, oh my God, would they receive dick pics? It was like, it's honestly just, we don't know this, but these days, like you go out on a date, you're getting a dick pic probably that night.
That's wild.
Yeah, we
not
don't know
that.
That
great looking close up.
Well, that's the thing. But men, it's a compulsion. Like they are obsessed with their dicks, and they're like, "I have this dick. I'm going to photograph it and get it out to people."
Well, one of my friends.
It's an aggressive move. Yeah,
it is
Cody. I'm
move.
Sure you've received aggressive. Dick pics. I just want to hear from Cody. She's a woman of the world.
One. A hard copy.
A hard copy.
What? That's the name of a porn that I just watched.
Handed to you senior year.
A heart framed?
Nonsense. Oh,
yeah,
my
because
God.
Cody is a classy-ass woman. She's not putting that energy out. One time my friend was
listen,
like,
I haven't asked for these dick pics and I refuse.
I know you
to,
haven't.
That's
I know you
not
haven't.
A fair assessment.
Wait, one time my friend was going to, we got to wrap this up. But one we time my friend, one time my friend was going to hook up with somebody, I guess I didn't know well. And he sent her, he said, why don't you come over? He sent her like a dick pic. And she was like, I don't know, but like, maybe it's just this like crazy hookup. I should just go with it. Then he sent another one. And she was like, that's a little weird. And then he sent a video of it dancing. he could make it bounce without touching it.
Well, that is a skill. That's like a parlor.
Dong, da, da, dong.
Dong. I feel like what happened there is like he turned to comedy. Like the it wasn't working this way or that way. So he's like, let's have fun with it.
Also, like, I don't know. Is that a like a calling card? Like, what are you going to do when it's inside me? Can you make it dance?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Like, I, you know.
Is that a party trick? Dong, did it, dong, did, dong, did, dong. And she just kept, yes. We kept being like, she was upset by it. We get, she didn't go. But oh was God. It his? We don't, we still don't know.
Yeah, like, I want to, you know. I,
because
I
then he
understand.
Disappeared. Then yeah. He disappeared. He ghosted. Because I don't think those were his dicks.
But if you're sending a dick pic, you probably have to know that at some point this person's going to see your dick. Or maybe that's not the point of sending a dick pic. Like, I guess I'm just saying, like, if
maybe that's its own turn on. That's what I wonder.
That's what I think you're absolutely right. It's like, I just want you to see this. The act itself is like the sexual act. You know, it's really disturbing. And the less I know about men, always the better for me.
I agree. That's why the olden days were so great.
Yes. The less we knew, the better.
We were even at our own drawing rooms.
Yes, exactly. For good reason. They were in theirs, you know, and
smoking,
it was just
and we were in ours.
It was just fine. deep divers. I don't know what happened today, but
don't
I'm
listen
sorry.
To this with your dad. Don't listen to this with your in the car with your kids. My friend Amy sometimes forgets her headphones and puts it on speaker. And then she keeps telling me like you said the wildest thing at the yogurt shop. I'm like, don't have me on speaker
ever. And I'm sorry to anyone who knows me for what I've shared today.
Me too.
I really am, you know.
That's a sincere apology, full
that's
stop.
That's honestly a sincere apology. Jess, I love you so much. And deep divers, please rate and review the podcast. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.